Welcome to my podcast, College Car Conundrums. This is your host, Spencer Brown. I'm thrilled to have you join me today. There are so many cool forms of transportation, including airplanes, trains, buses, motorcycles, walking, biking, and cars, etc. I am going to focus on cars. If you're heading to college, or if you have a son or daughter who is heading to college, you would want a well-priced, reliable car. This podcast will help all of you learn essentials information you need to know when looking to purchase a car. Specifically, this podcast will focus on cars for college students. This is an important phase of life, 18 years old, leaving their nest and going into the wide, wide world. Maybe college is across the country, or maybe it's not far from your current neighborhood. But if you or your child is leaving for college, wow, it is so nice to have a car. This podcast has multiple episodes focusing on all parts of automobile market. But in this very first episode, I'm going to talk about price. My goal is to help you find the best bang for your buck in cars, the greatest, well-priced, reliable car for college students. Maybe you are a college student purchasing your own car, or maybe your parents want to help you purchase a college car so that you have safe transportation during your years of college. Don't worry, I got your back. This episode won't disappoint. Level number one, I call this bare bones. This is for people who have a limited budget for a car. Honestly, this may be the majority of college students. If you can afford more than the bare bones, you are extra lucky. The pricing for this level one bare bones category is $0 to $5,000. Basically, you are looking for a car to get you from point A to point B. You probably won't be taking any long trips in this car, not at least without a little car trouble. To find a car that is $5,000 or less, you need to look at older cars, at least 10 years old or more. Also, a car in this price range would have about 100,000 or more miles on it. But that's okay. These cars can work great for your purposes if you do your research. Some cars still run with over 200,000 miles. Expect some problems. These cars are getting older. Expect repairs along the way. Expect some threadbare tires, engine issues, dead batteries, and failing transmissions. Save a little money for repairs along the way. Here are some good options to consider in the bare bones category. The Toyota Corolla, year 2000 and older. The Ford Focus, year 2002 to 2004. The Toyota Camry, the Honda Accord, the Honda SR-V, the Mazda MX-5 Miata, and the Ford Expedition, and the Honda Civic. There are more options, but these are the best of them. If I had to choose one of this group, I would choose a Honda. Any of the Hondas are long-lasting, reliable, fixable, affordable, and have good mileage. If they have problems, and they will, it is easy to find parts and to get them repaired. These would be great college cars. Moving on to level 2 cars. I call level 2 cars lean and mean. Lean and mean cars cost between $5,000 and $15,000. You can get an excellent automobile that will last for at least a decade in this range, well past your college years. These cars may just be your best bang for your buck. Lean and mean cars will be between 2 to 8 years old, dating back to 2010. Expect around 25,000 to 90,000 miles to be on these cars. Most of them will be in the 40 to 50,000 mile range. This gives you many years of driving ahead. Here are some excellent options to consider in the lean and mean category. The Nissan Versa, year 2017, the Kia Rio LX, year 2013, the Kia Optima LX, year 2012, the Ford Focus, year 2013, the Fiat, year 2015, the Hyundai Accent, and the Hyundai Genesis, year 2009. Of all these options, I would argue that the Nissan Versa year 2017 is your best option. The reasons are, it's the newest year for an affordable price. It features 109 horsepower, a 1.6-liter four-cylinder engine, a 5-speed manual transmission, air conditioning, Bluetooth hands-free phone capability, anti-lock brakes, and an electronic stability system. All that for a very good price, around $10,000. You are set for at least a decade. The final level I will be discussing today is level 3 cars. I call this Living the Good Life Automobiles. The price range includes $15,000 to $30,000. This will be far out of the reach of most college students, but if you are in a higher price bracket, you are in for a treat. Some of these are brand new cars and some are only 1 to 4 years old. They are babies in their lifespan. They have around 0 to 35,000 miles on them. Here are some of the best options in the Living the Good Life category. The Hyundai Tucson 2019, the Ford Focus, the Chevy Impala, the Kia Optima, the Subaru Legacy, the Mazda CX-5, the Ford Fusion Hybrid, the GMC Terrain, the Range Rover Evoque, and the Honda Accord. Honestly, any of these cars would be an excellent choice because they are new, nice, and have very low miles. Most have all-wheel drive and are excellent in the snow and winter storms. Still, if I had to pick one that has the best value overall, the Hyundai Tucson wins. It has all-wheel drive, eco mode, which means it will be cheap at the gas station to fill up, looks beautiful, and is well designed for your safety. Furthermore, it has the best warranty of the group. If you buy it new, you will get everything covered, parts and labor, for up to 100,000 miles. That's incredible. No, that's a worry-free deal. Thank you for joining my very first podcast on college car conundrums. I hope this has been helpful for you to find the car you are looking for. If you're looking for something that costs more than $30,000, then tune in next week for episode 2 called The Greatest Luxurious Automobiles. This is Spencer Brown signing off and thanking you for listening today.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.